With Hashem's loving grace, welcome to Emunah Beams with your host, Laser Brody. Today's podcast is entitled The Royal Debt Collector, and it's about a very special old Jewish parable that's befitting for the month of Elul. There was once a rich and benevolent king who gave his subjects interest-free loans on one condition. They could borrow all they wanted as long as they'd repay their debts by the end of the year. If they did, they'd have a clean slate for the next year and could once again borrow all they wanted. But if they didn't, they'd be in big trouble. The more money they owed the king, the greater their troubles. The end of the year was coming fast, and the local horse trader was in big trouble. He had borrowed 10,000 gold pieces from the king to purchase some prize horses, and he expected to make a tremendous profit. But one horse was stolen, another horse broke a leg, a third horse died of a lung disease, and the trader made a few other bad deals and lost more money until he was up into his neck in debt. He knew that he'd better not try to hide or run away from the king, because that incurred the worst punishment of anything. So he ran to the palace, barged past the guards, and threw himself at the king's feet, begging for mercy. The king heard the story of the horse trader's misfortune, and he only smiled. The horse trader begged and cried for mercy, saying, "Your Majesty, I don't know how I'll ever raise 10,000 gold pieces to repay you in the few days that's left until the year is over." Well, the kind-hearted king said, "Your debt of 10,000 gold pieces is like a grain of sand compared to the billions that all the other subjects in the kingdom owe me. Trader, I'll give you an offer that you won't be able to refuse. Give up the horse trading and become my royal debt collector. Even if you bring me 0.5% of what all the people owe me, that will already amount to many millions, thousands times more than what you individually owe me. Not only that, but I will absolve you of your debt and give you a handsome salary as well." And so it was. The horse trader became the king's royal debt collector, and as the king promised, the trader's debt was pardoned, and he received a very handsome salary in return for his dedicated efforts in the king's behalf. That's our parable. Well, I'm sure you understood that the king is Hashem, and we are all his subjects. Like the trader, many of us pile up spiritual debts all year long without doing tshuva and repaying our debts. Well, those debts are transgressions. With Rosh Hashanah right around the corner, we don't know how to repay those debts and correct all those transgressions. It's scary to think about it. All the terror in Israel and the anti-Semitism in America, the unemployment and the coronavirus and all our other pains are a result of last year's unpaid debts to the king. So who can be so spiritually desensitized to ignore all of this? But Hashem is a lot more concerned about humanity's collective debt than he is about our own individual debt. But don't think for a moment that Hashem forgets or gives grace for nothing. The month of Elul is the time to do tshuva and to rectify and repay those debts. Yet we can't be so presumptuous to think that we can fully rectify every misdeed of the entire year in a few short days or weeks until the year is over. So what do we do, not only to avoid being punished, but to invoke divine blessing as well that we also badly need? We become royal debt collectors. We spread Emunah far and wide. Not only do we get closer to Hashem, but we bring others to get close to Him as well. Hashem loves when His lost children come back to Him. Don't say that you're not a rabbi or spiritual guide or someone that people listen to. Anybody can spread Emunah. Start with a Shabbat table, with your family and friends. Talk about Emunah all the time. The more we have Emunah, the closer we feel to Hashem and the less we fall into spiritual debt by transgressing. No one would ever lie or talk Lashon Hara if they felt that Hashem was right there with him. Sure, it's easy to spread Emunah. You don't have to say a word. You don't even have to spend a cent. Go to emunabeams.com, emunabeams.com, and you'll find over 140 Emunah MP3s and MP4s that you can download for free, no strings attached. This is thanks to the wonderful people who helped me cover the cost of spreading Emunah. You could share these MP3s and MP4s with whoever you like on Twitter, WhatsApp, Facebook, or whatever your favorite forum. And you could get all the credit that the royal debt collector gets. Not only does your slate get wiped clean, but you get big rewards. That's a signed check from the Gemara and Tractate Yuma 87a. So don't refuse this deal, because it's better than all the deals of the century that everybody else talks about. Meanwhile, have a wonderful new month of Elul and a blessed and happy new year, and God bless for everything good.